The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Yes, it is Thankful Thursday. We certainly do have a lot to be thankful for. I'll tell you what I'm thankful for, and that is Dr. Brad Williams with Southern Eye Associates. I have been seeing Dr. Williams for many, many years. I think my whole family does. And it's especially appropriate that I have Dr. Williams on for a few minutes this morning on this National Day of Prayer, because one of the things that I love about Dr. Bradley Williams is that when you go in for an eye exam, he's going to pray for you at the same time. On our guest line, Dr. Brad Williams. Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning, Mr. Hudson, and thank you for having me. I appreciate it so much. Go ahead.
I was going to say it's a pleasure to have you on, and as I was saying, I don't know how long I have been a patient of yours, but I do remember the first time that I saw you, and you asked me towards the end of the exam, do you mind if I say a prayer? And I thought, you know, this is where I need to be. This is the type of doctor, ophthalmologist that I want to have, and I think it's especially appropriate that you and I have a minute to talk today on this National Day of Prayer.
Well, let me start out by saying thank you. You know, it's interesting. First of all, I'll tell you, I don't pray for people. I pray with them. I pray one for you and 10 for me because I need it. Second of all,
yes.
It's fascinating that it's a National Day of Prayer, and the CON has gone away in the state of South Carolina. And I want to personally thank you because you have taken bullets and hits to stand up for what's people. You know, this is what I think about. There was a 30-year-old guy in a wheelchair. He had terrible, terrible disease. He wrote me a note one time and he said, you know, the true value of a man is when you do something for somebody else and you can't get anything in return. And I'll tell you up front, Joey Hudson, you have done that for the poor people, the indigent people, the African-American, the Hispanic, the poor white people in the state of South Carolina, because at Southern Eye, we have had a difficult time getting people in the hospital. And this will allow us to do our surgery center to take care of these people. And it's people like you, men of integrity, that are willing to take the hit. And I am so, so grateful. It's incredible to me that the National Day of Prayer occurs on the same day that the bill, the CON, goes away. And I am eternally grateful that you have heard the cry of the poor and you have listened to that cry.
Wow. Thank you, Dr. Williams, for those kind words. You know, this has been an issue that, unfortunately, a couple of years ago, I had a health issue. I had a bad year in 2021, and I saw firsthand what people were having to do to just get care in South Carolina. And I thought, if God lets me live through this, I'm going to try to do something about it. And God has blessed me with a platform where I can sit and talk with people every morning. And look, this has been a team effort. A lot of us have worked. You have worked. A lot of other people, our listeners, have responded. You know, I have been asking listeners for literally a couple of years now to contact their senator and their representative and let them know that they want certificate of need repealed so that we can have better access, more affordable health care. And as a group, we have been able to accomplish that. And I appreciate your kind words very much.
Well, I will tell you up now, up front, people like you and Hal Clyburn, our senators, our House of Representatives people, they heard the people. They heard the cry of people saying, we want health care back in the hands of the physicians. We want them to make the decisions, not some management, not some hospital, not some corporation. And this may be an impetus for this state to take care of people and do what's right for them. And I want to thank you from the bottom of my heart. And I want to take the liberty, and I'm going to have a prayer blessing. May I do that?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Lord, we're just sheep. We are absolutely sheep. You're the leader. And you have put people like Joey Hudson and Hal and all our senators, Loftus, all the people we know that are people that are trying to do what's right. Yes, we're imperfect, but I pray you'll bless this station. You'll bless the ministry of it. Help us to continue to fight the battles, to stand up what's right. Yes, to work with hospitals, but to not to be run or dictated by anybody but what we believe you want us to do. Amen.
Amen. That's such a wonderful prayer. Dr. Williams, I appreciate you, my friend. And I consider myself lucky to have been one of your patients for all these years.
I consider myself blessed to have you as a friend rather than a patient. God bless you. Have a great day.
Thank you, Dr. Bradley Williams with a Southern Eye Associate. Wow. What a, wow. That's all I can say. he is a wonderful man, and he's right. Dr. Williams has been one of those who, it's been tough for doctors to stand up as well. There are doctors who work for some of these big hospital systems who have, their jobs have been on the line. And so today is a big day as Governor Henry McMaster is set to sign the repeal of Certificate of Need. And, I promise you, and again, it's been one of those issues that it's hard to talk about, in just a few minutes on the radio every morning, but thank you for responding, because a lot of you have made phone calls, you've sent emails, you've let our representatives know that we want better health care, we want more access, we want more affordable, and for once stand up to the special interest groups and do what's right for South Carolina citizens. And they have done that, and I just applaud everyone that was involved with that. Senator Wes Clymer, Senator Josh Kimbrell, who Dwight Loftus, and those who helped quickly pass it in the Senate. And then for those in the House this year who stepped up and stood up to the special interest and did not allow for this to die in the House like it did last year because of those special interests. And I promise you, we're all going to receive better health care because of it. So, what a great call.
3-star General Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.